Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't normally share the dirt behind the scenes here at the old radio ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we had our holiday party. If you were listening to yesterday's show, they literally started the holiday office party exactly when our show started.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 p.m. sharp. They're like, as soon as you hear that Slacker Show open,
come on downstairs. Yes. So I didn't think we kind of like during commercials ran downstairs, yeah, came back up because they were doing raffles and stuff. I wanted, mm-hmm, to try to win stuff.
There were so many people there that even our HR lady was like, who is this person? Like,
I don't know 80% of the
she
people.
She thought that they were crashers.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, I think some people I found out later, they work only remotely. And then they came in. So like nobody had ever seen them.
Yeah, there was some dude from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, I live in Chicago. I'm like, oh, so you work for Odyssey in Chicago? He's like, no. I was like, huh? He's like, I work in Philly. I'm like, but you live in, yeah. I'm like, then why are
you in Denver?
You have several parties you should be at, and this is not one of them. Yeah. Like, why are you here? Yeah.
Then he took a bunch of food and left.
He won half the prizes.
That he did.
And he drank the last Coors Banquet. Like, that guy was rubbing me wrong.
A Chicago Philly guy,
yeah,
over there.
Chicago Philly guy drank the last Coors Banquet and won. Like, how can you win more than one thing? We each only got one ticket.
I didn't even get a ticket.
You
did? No one gave me a ticket. No, I was promised a ticket and then it fell through. It's okay.
Oh my gosh.
So okay. That is one of the things I want to talk about. But before we get there, I do want to say we had a like a white elephant gift exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That I don't partake in. I was gonna.
I normally do, but I did not this year.
And White Elephant, that's different from Secret Santa. Secret, correct, Santa, you just get one person, but White Elephant, it's like a community.
You just buy a present that could, okay, be for anyone, and you typically buy it for like, I think their limit was 25.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, one of the gifts that was super inappropriate, that we can't say what it was on the air.
That might have been less than.
You can't get that for 25 bucks.
Yeah, you
there
can.
Was quite a bit there.
No, it was only
there
one.
Was. I thought. There
Are
was,
we talking about the same thing?
Yes, the one that we can't say.
I feel like there's
because
a lot
we're
that we
regulated
say.
By the federal communications. So the bubble gum.
Yeah, the bubble gum.
That's more than 25 bucks. Yes,
no,
it was.
No.
Hack.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
I'll look it up.
I think it was more than 25
it was not.
Bucks. Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing.
I just want to take it. Is
no,
it too late?
No, so there's two different things. The white elephant thing, that was happening. And like, there are people like myself who, when I do participate, I screw it all up on purpose. Like, I'll go buy AirPods.
Yeah. There were a
which
few
are like
things
100
that were,
bucks.
There were a few things that were over.
Yeah, whale.
You kind of need something like that. It spices it up a little bit.
Because then everybody steals that, but you can only steal it twice. So you got to be strategic. Mm-hmm. And then, so there was just a lot of that stuff going on. But then some people bring, here's the thing. You either got to say, this is White Elephant and it's going to be funny. So bring something funny. Mm-hmm. Like bring Mein Kampf, which is just dark and weird. But like, you got to bring
something that nobody wants.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Like one year I got a bandolero, like the thing that holds bullets, yeah. You know, across mm-hmm. your body, that was big enough to hold 16-ounce Schlitz cans, and I got Schlitz cans. Ooh. So like you could hold a 12-pack of giant Schlitz beers across your chest.
Pretty cool.
$25 exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed by that. Anyway, what I was getting at is, some people get that White Elephant is funny,
I got an answer, by the way.
What?
No, I got an answer for later.
Oh, for the other thing?
I just received,
okay,
yes.
Good. So, and then other people like, here's scented candles and like a pot holder I knitted. And you're like, no, you don't get it. Well, White Elephant's supposed to be funny.
And aren't you going to feel bad trading?
When nobody steals it.
Yeah.
Right, because it's like, oh.
Whoever opens it's like, I'm stuck with this, huh? Yeah,
I don't
want to
hurt your feelings.
Because nobody's going to come get that. They're going after the bubble gum. Or they're going after the Schlitz bandolero. They're going after something. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that happened. And it was a melee. But then the raffle happened. Mm-hmm. And there was just all sorts of different things. And in the final round of the raffle, there was an overnight stay at the Halcyon.
It sounds lovely. I've never been there.
With a couple hundred bucks to drop.
Wow.
By the way, Halcyon, looking at you. You want to collab? This show wants to come and eat a quality Italian. Hit us up.
We do, yes.
We're going to come. Tiak really wants to try the Parmesan chicken. Uh-huh. Aaron can't have it, but
I'll just watch.
It's so good.
I'll have a drink.
But there was that, and there was an overnight stay, maybe even a couple nights at the Gaylord, mm-hmm. including like the ice thing.
I think it was two nights.
Yeah. It was a huge, huge price.
Wow.
Massive. T-Hack did not have a raffle ticket, which is unfortunate.
That's so sad. I did not know that until now.
It's okay.
You had to do was go up to... You would have to go on and talk to the skis guy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huh?
The MC.
Somebody told me, they're like, oh, I'll get you a ticket. No, they just never.
And go, can I have a ticket?
It's okay.
He would have got you one. So T-Hack didn't have a ticket. And this guy who does part-time on our radio station, he mm-hmm. only does the weekend Carson Daly show. Yeah. He's like the producer, the local producer of that.
Yep.
He didn't have a ticket. Carson from the morning show. Am I gonna get in trouble for this?
I don't
think so.
No?
Because
no.
I think it's one of the most noble things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Carson from the morning show is like, take my ticket, man. Like,
it's fine. Yeah. Take my ticket.
Because like five rounds of the giveaways had already gone by. Carson hadn't won anything. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then
your odds are higher to get it.
Sort of.
Okay.
But like,
that's really cool
what he did.
So all the prizes are given out. Here's the Halcyon, number 461. And it's like, oh, somebody jumps up and gets that. It's like, yay. Oh, one more prize. It's the Gaylord. Two nights. You can go to the Polar Express ice. You get to do the whole thing. But ticket number 965. And it's like, John, our part-timer who does Carson Daly, holds up the ticket and goes, I won. He won the biggest prize of the night.
With the ticket.
From Carson from the morning show. Now I need to ask people listening right now, text into the Berg Simpson text line 303-222-5423. Whose prize is that? Who won that prize?
I would say it's the part timer. It's John. John should keep it, because if somebody would have been nice enough to give me their ticket, which didn't happen, but I would have wanted to keep the prize.
You would have wanted to, but wouldn't you have felt like I wouldn't have had this without your intervention?
So I would have offered to give it back.
Which is what John did.
John did do that. He walked straight up to Carson.
So
noble. And I was
again.
Like ready to tackle Carson because I'm like, he's going to take it back. And I'm not saying anything. Dude, I want everybody to understand. I'm not insulting Carson when I say that. I'm a person who was at a charity golf tournament and I bought a ton of raffle tickets. And everybody who bought a raffle ticket, they're like, oh, for a foursome at blah, blah, blah course. And then they go, you know what? Give it back to the charity. Yeah. Everybody gave it back to the charity. They called my number for a TV and I was like, cool. And I drug the TV across the floor of the clubhouse. And everybody's like, yeah, did you see a pattern? I'm like, yeah, I won. I'm keeping,
yeah.
I won. That's mine. So I am the person who I'd be like, hey, John.
Yeah.
We should split it.
Can we do
Carson's
something?
Got kids. He's got a wife. Hey, man, I'll take that back. Yeah. I might give him $100 for it or something, but I'm like, that's my prize. So do you think, I want to know on the text line, 303-222-5423, who you think's that, like.
Who should get the prize?
Who gets that prize?
Because they're kind of at this noble stalemate here. Where it's like, you keep it. No, you should really have it. No, you keep it.
And I watched that happen.
And they both want to go. Just walk, like, take it and go, because it's like every they want.
But there's still more party to be had, so you can't just leave.
Yeah. As long as T-Hack didn't win anything,
I want to say I'm thoroughly impressed by Carson from the morning show.
Yeah,
because he was like, John was like, take this, this is actually your prize. He's like, no way, man, you won it.
That's really cool,
fair and square. But as the night progressed, John offered three or four more times, and I lost track of it. So I don't know if John kept it or Carson kept
it. If he met him in the parking lot afterwards.
And Aaron texted John.
I did. I asked him if he got to
keep it. Do we want to say this on the air or should we just leave it? You know who's got the ticket.
I do. I do know who has it. I don't know when. We can find that out too, though.
Who has him? Did he give him back?
John has it.
Yeah!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.